Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all. And welcome back to Homeschool Podcast. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Just a quick reminder that this episode is brought to you by Embrace Pet Insurance. And I've been telling you guys for a couple weeks now the importance of pet insurance. It's as important to have an insurance on yourself, because just like with you, anything can go wrong for your pet. And those medical bills can get expensive. So, and you don't want to make the decision to not do anything because you can't afford it. So make sure that your pet is covered. So head on over to Embrace Pet Insurance. Just get yourself a quote. That's all I'm asking you to do, is get yourself a quote. Click the link in the description, or you can head over to homeschoolpod.com, click on sponsors, and click the link in there too. Speaking of which, homeschoolpod.com is your one-stop shop for everything Homeschool Podcast, like buying merch and just keeping up to date on us and the tour dates and stuff like that. Just real quick, you guys, I have like so many tour dates that canceled due to the COVID-19 virus that's going around. I had a bunch of dates up there. As of now, they're like all canceled. I mean, I had dates like all the way through April and May. So far, my Hemet, California has been canceled. Las Vegas has been canceled. But just keep going on homeschoolpod.com and check the tour dates, as I'll keep putting them up. And they're just being postponed. And I mean, a lot of comics are losing work over this. So the best way to support not going to a show, another great way to support is listening to these podcasts, supporting our sponsors, and getting a t-shirt or something is the best way that you can support and keep us afloat. Just go to homeschoolpod.com, click on merch, and get yourself a t-shirt or like a hoodie or something. Doing things a little bit differently today. Kevin Lyons, my co-host, is here, kind of, is on the phone.
A little bit.
What's up,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
We're taking all precautions, you guys. We don't know. Like, you know, some cities are getting like locked down, and our city hasn't yet. But it's like, you know, why risk it? You know, no need for Kevin to drive all the way over here in the rain. And
that was the main reason. I wasn't scared or anything about a lockdown. I was just like going around getting groceries, and finally, I'm just like home. I'm just tired of like driving, so I just called in just to be safe.
Well, I don't want your germs in here, to be honest with you.
I don't want your face in my face.
That's yeah, good. Man.
I just don't want to look at your ugly, germy face.
But the point is, you guys, is that we're going to get these podcasts out. Like, listen, it's tough times for everybody. Whether you know, last episode we had on Sam Tripoli, a lot of really interesting things, whether you want to call them conspiracy theories or not, or maybe it's just somebody who knows a lot about shit more than you do and looks into stuff more and doesn't like really listen to mainstream news. But whatever you want to call it, it's just tough times, man. Like, if you don't believe that there's a real virus, fine. If you believe that there's a virus, fine. But either way, shit's happening and people are losing work. Right? Like, people are...
Well, that's right, man.
Yeah, man. Like, stores are closing, restaurants are closing, except, like, you know, at least in Los Angeles so far, as of, like, today, restaurants are closed. They're only doing takeout. Gyms are closed. So a lot of people can't even go to work. I think it was originally gatherings of, like, 50 or more, and now it's, like, 10 or more, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's like 10 or 15, I think. And so, it's eerily calming in a way. Because my company was one of the first ones to not go to work, because I'm contracted to LAUSD, the school district. And when they closed, it was a shocker. But, I mean, when everything else closed, and it's happened like all across the country, it starts becoming such a personal problem where you're just like, oh my God, I'm not going to work for a couple of weeks. What am I going to do? To it becoming everybody's problem.
Yeah.
If it's everybody's problem, it's not going to be as bad as if it was just you having to deal with it. You know, I mean, like, what are they going to do? Evict us all? Like, what the hell?
Well, yeah, man.
So in a way, I just felt like it's a little calming knowing that everybody's going through it. And, you know, it's not like there's a huge death toll happening with it. But it's just, I don't know, man.
Well, a lot of people are losing hours at work, losing shifts. And, yep. I mean, people's pockets are about to hurt. Dude, I've probably had, like, a few thousand dollars of comedy shows canceled already. It's I'm not trying to, like, cry about it or anything, because I'm sure there's people out there who have, like, way more important jobs that they lost, and they got, like, kids and stuff to feed. There's people out there that, like, their wallets are about to get lighter. They're going to feel something from this.
Like I was just telling my roommate, I think it's to say that everybody's going to have a shitty Christmas coming this year. But no, I hear you, man. I mean, like, even though, you got your comedy shows canceled, and we're talking about, you know, families, like people with, like, you know, trying to support kids and stuff. But, like, even after school got canceled for me where I wasn't working, I had a side gig lined up. I was going to pay like almost $1,000 and just go towards rent, and they ended up canceling because of all of this.
Right, of course.
And so it's just like I had a filming gig I was going to go do, and we couldn't even do that. So it's just like your backup money you had in case shit like this happened started to go away. It's just like, fuck. Yeah. But I mean, you still got to keep good spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an important thing, man. Is keeping your spirit. I'm not saying, like, this stuff to scare anybody, or, you know, like, that you should be in panic or anything like that, but it's just to, like, to say, dude, I mean, I even had, like, some comedy clubs that were talking about, like, summer dates for me. Like, I didn't have it locked in the calendar yet, but I was talking to a couple of venues about me doing a show this summer, like in June, and now they're emailing me back going, like, you know what, let's just hold off on booking any date because we don't know, like, how long this is going
to
go on.
This is going to go into the summer or anything That'd be fucking crazy. Imagine being on lockdown for, like, fucking 6 months. You know?
I mean, not lockdown, but not being able to work. Like, some people not even going to be able to work. And that was the point I was trying to get to, is that, like, if your office is, like, 15 people, 20 people, depending on what your profession is, that office might close. They might go, listen, guys, like, it's a hazard to have this many people in a small room working together. So, you know, we're going to temporarily close. Maybe some people can work from home, but not everybody can. And I just want people to know that, you know, we're going to do our best to always get this podcast out. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there that you guys listen to. If we don't show up, listen, you guys are going to be fine. But you know what? Like, we started something here. We have a dedication to people. Some people count on us. It might not be hundreds of thousands of people, but people like our show. They come back every week. They continue to support us. And, you know, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to just go, hey, man, like, it's crazy out there. You know, the last three...
Yo, bro.
Like, dude.
Even if I got the Rona, I'd still call in and do your podcast.
The Rona? Is that what you're calling it?
The Rona. That's what I'm calling the coronavirus. The Rona. I ain't calling this COVID-19. This is the Rona, baby.
Bro, it's the vid.
It's the year of the Rona.
It's the vid. Yeah, dude, I'm not going to stop producing this show. I'm not going to stop. Listen, man, like, Friday all day, I was at different grocery stores. I don't want to be in a panic. Like, I don't want to be, like, being like one of those assholes. I got to buy a ton of this. I got to buy a ton of this. But, like, I kind of have to because everybody else is panicking. So it's like, fuck, you guys are going to buy everything and I'm not going to have anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, I've never been so happy to not have kids. Like,
yeah,
and don't
know.
Get me
I
wrong,
mean,
dude.
I mean, like,
I'm always really happy to not have kids.
No, but you're talking about other people, like, mouths to feed, depending on you. Because if there's a situation like this, like, what if there's a specific type of food that only your kid can eat because they have allergies? You know, there's crazy allergies all around. You know, well, like, what if you couldn't get that? Of course, like, you put it out there, hey, guys, I don't have this food. Like, people will come to help. But I was seeing something on the news, not on the news, I was going through, like, social media, and somebody was like, when you're shopping out there for food, look for this, like, WIC tag on the price. And if it's that, get another brand, because that's only for like, that's for like people on like food stamps or stuff or can't afford food, you know? And if you take that, they're not going to be able to get, whether it's like, what is it, EBT?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, people are already on assistance and they don't have money to buy groceries and they have like vouchers and you can only get certain food with that vouchers. Yeah, like take the extra effort to look in, hey, is this something that only people like with like food vouchers can get, to get something else, you know?
And, I didn't know like, that. Like,
yeah, well,
so wait. What are you looking for on it?
No, they're like, I'll send you the screenshot later. It's like, you know where all the prices are listed when you go through the grocery stores and you see like, oh, $3.99, you with a barcode and lets you know how much that item is,
yeah,
like listed on the shelf. If you look closely, I think in like three lead letters, you'll see like WIC. And I literally just found out about this right before I called you. And it was to let people know that like, hey, listen, this food is specifically, I mean, not specifically, but if you have like EBT, you can,
yeah,
you know how you can only get certain things.
So if you got food stamps, like being, this is one of those brands that you can get.
Yeah. And so like, if you're not on food stamps and there's another brand available that doesn't have that, get that. So
yeah,
like, people, you know, so people with food stamps or food vouchers can get that and not be empty-handed.
That's good
but
to know.
Just like,
but
I know, it's things like that, like you wouldn't even think to look at. But I mean, there's just blatant, obvious disregard for everybody else. I was at like Target the other day. I woke up early because I just want to go to Target. I figured like everybody did all their shopping like Thursday and Friday, whatever. But it's like everything's done, so I went early on Saturday or Sunday. And I was walking, and there was, like, nobody in there, really. It was, like, pretty quiet. And, of course, they didn't have a lot of stuff there. But there was, like, these two ladies, both wearing those masks and gloves. They were running up and down the aisles. Like, they were, like, panic running. I'm just like, I said, hey, stop running. And, of course, they didn't stop. They just ran right by me. I'm like, they're going to fucking stop something. You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah,
the type of shit. There's nobody even in the store. Why are you running? Like, you think you're going to outrun some fucking virus that's spread all over the globe? Good luck, pal. You're going to fucking get it, too.
It's just like, putting, like, they're putting, like, an anxiety out there when you do shit like that. You know, you're...
Well, like, I understand people deal with anxiety. Like, if the place was crowded and you saw a lot of people, you might hustle. Like, if you're... But there was, like, literally... There's nobody there. Everybody was calm. They're all very cautious. Everybody's like staying away from each other, but like, you know, like having a friendly environment. And then you see these fucking numbskulls running down the aisles, like panicking, like relax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah,
I know shit's crazy, but panicking.
And that shit's
never
contagious.
Gives you the answer.
That's contagious, like but, everything else, bro. Panic is as contagious as the virus is. Like, if you start running up and down aisles, the person behind
yeah,
you is going to start running and having that, like, antsy anxiety feel, you know?
I was fortunate enough to learn that lesson from my grandfather. You know, it's something I remember him teaching me. It's just like, people are quick to assume stuff and they always jump to the worst conclusion. It's just like, just take your time and figure out what you have to do, because when you're rushing and you're panicking, you're never going to get the right answer. You're always going to create more problems.
Yeah,
it's just like it's like a measure twice, cut once type of situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just relax, figure out what you got to do. Don't panic. Even though being worrisome about problems, like, all right, being concerned about figuring out these issues of how much food do I have, what do I need. I mean, like, that's okay, but you just gotta just like chill for a second.
I'm sure everybody
will find the right answer.
Has been experiencing the same things the past couple of days. Like I was saying, man, like Thursday, I was in like so many different stores, and I felt it. I felt it Thursday. You know what? Like, I've been like telling people stuff like 2 days before they happen, and like no one listens to me. Like, I told Jen, like, I told my wife like 2 days before, so like Tuesday, like, hey, you should really go to the store and get some stuff. And I'm like, of course nobody listens to me. So then like Thursday, everybody went on the same exact day. And you know what, dude? Thursday I had an eye appointment. Like, I had to go to the eye doctor and I got an exam.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was like the biggest waste of time and money. I spent like 3 hours in there. I woke up like super early, had a really early appointment, and I had my exam done and everything. And like, long story short, I didn't even get out of it like what I needed. I was hoping just to get a prescription for glasses because I have trouble seeing when I drive at night. And the guy gave me like all these like tests and exams and was just like, dude, you might have like some nerve damage up in your left eye. He's like, because you said it hurt when we made you look up to the left corner. And I'm like, yeah, it hurt because I never move my eyeball that way. And I'm like, you know what I mean? It's like a muscle that doesn't get worked. And I'm like, after you guys made me do it 10 times, it didn't hurt anymore. He's like, well, just in case, I want to send you to a specialist for that. And I'm just like, well, can I just get a prescription for eyeglasses? Because I can't really like see when I drive and when I read, like I can't see far away. And I'm like, that's the reason for my visit. And he just was like, well, I'm just going to refer you out to this guy for the specialist to look at it first. And then, dude, I found out that doctor that he referred me to doesn't even take my insurance. It would have cost me like $500 to even see the doctor. And then like another like $250. And that guy for sure gets a kickback on, you know, referrals. Like the doctors, they send referrals and they get money. They get like a percentage. So, you know, and he didn't even want to give me this. Anyway, I just felt like such an idiot. And then when I left there, that was Thursday. That was like the day I felt the real panic. Like the night before, everybody was like kind of worrying and people were talking about it a lot. And then I felt like it started to spread around the internet more about a joke, right? Like, panic was out there. But then all of a sudden, I felt the jokes coming through a lot. And I saw a lot of people talking about like, hey, it's just the flu. Like, you know, like only older people are the ones dying. And then all of a sudden, Tom Hanks came out and said that he had it. He was like the first celebrity to make the news that he had it, right? And I feel like the next day, which was Thursday, after Tom Hanks had it, that was it, dude. Like that was when everyone went ape shit and thought like, oh man, if a celebrity like him has it, that must mean that, you know what I mean, that it's real. And so Thursday was the day I felt the panic. I left the eye doctor and I saw everybody like just panicking and going into supermarkets and clearing out the shelves at all our local stores. And I just was like, I felt like an idiot for wasting my time at that doctor's office. And then I went like, you know, they tell you you're not supposed to touch your face. You're not supposed to touch your eyes and stuff like that to spread germs or to, you know, to get germs. And I'm like at the eye doctor and having this guy touch my eyeballs and my face, you know, after he touches, I felt like such an idiot. And I'm like, it was all for nothing. I was like, dude, it was a waste of money and time. I lost money at work. I was there for like 3 hours and I fucking went in there. And then afterwards I went to a couple supermarkets, dude. And I just spent like the whole day at supermarkets Thursday. And it was just, I got whatever I could. And that's why I was saying that I feel bad for families who have kids to feed. I feel bad for anybody, but I mean, the more kids you have to feed, like, this is hard. I mean, not to compare having a child, but the only thing I have is I have a dog. And like I said, I'm not comparing to, you know, how difficult it is to have a kid, but I have a dog who's allergic to every fucking dog food on the planet. I've tried all the ones that doctors recommend, all that shit. My dog is allergic, okay? He breaks out in hives. Every dog food. So for 3 years, I've been making his dog food home. You watch my dog.
Yeah.
And like, we have to like make his food when you watch him for you. So you have it for a couple of days to feed him because you can't just give him regular old dog food. Right. So, and it's mostly made out of rice and grains and shit like that. And there's like no fucking rice. I'm sitting there going like, dude, like, every time I go out of the house, I look for rice and it's just gone. The bags are empty. So it's like, eventually I'm going to run out of food to give my dog. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so like all day Thursday, all day Friday, Saturday, I didn't do a thing, dude. No, actually I take that back. Sunday I went to a store again. And then today I was in a store again. I went to Gelson's because for those of you that don't know, in California, Gelson's is like, or in Los Angeles anyway, a really expensive grocery store. It's like you only go there if you got money. It's probably more expensive than Whole Foods. And I went into Gelson's thinking like, you know, they're really, nobody goes there except for rich people. So I'm like, let me go in there and maybe they're not going to be as.
What do you think the rich people are shopping?
Dude, they were empty too. And I went in there and that's where I went on Saturday. So like, yeah, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and today that's my day. I'm just like, you know, whenever I have a minute, I run into a store. If I pass one, maybe they have rice. Like maybe they have shit that I need. And that's just all it's been. And I could easily like just go, hey guys, you know, I'm not going to do any podcasts this week. I've been running around stores trying to get food for my family. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get guests. Nobody wants to leave their house. And that's all true, man. But like I said, I'm dedicated to the people that support this podcast to entertain you guys more than ever. You're going to be locked in your houses. Not locked
in.
That's
right, dude.
I mean, some of you guys maybe literally are on lockdown, depending on where you are. I don't know what country. It's definitely worse in some countries than others. But more than ever, I mean, you guys need entertainment. I mean, you're stuck in your house, and how much could you watch the fucking Masked Singer and all these horrible shows? Oh my God, I watched like 5 seconds of some of these shows, and I'm like, this is prison. This is that. This is,
dude,
like torture.
I don't watch any new shit unless I know what it
either.
Is. Like, I haven't had cable in years, and chances are the only thing I'm gonna watch is something that is big hype about, or some property that I'm excited about. That's it. Like,
you know what I do?
I don't watch all that junk stuff.
I don't have cable, but I do have Sling TV, which is like $20 a month, and it's an app, and you get like all the cable channels, and you can watch live television on certain channels. But they have like all the basic ones that everybody watches anyway: Comedy Central, you know, all the TBS, all the random shit, right?
I mean, that's still basically cable.
Yeah, it is, but it's only like $25 a month, and that's, you know, it's just you can watch like what's on now on those channels, and you can also see like what's on demand. Like it aired on there yesterday, so now I can watch it whenever I want, type of deal. So there's movies and stuff on there. But dude, I was gonna say that the only thing I watched on it was there's nothing on television. It's all crap. The only thing I watched on it is I went, oh, fucking Comedy Central has Dumb and Dumber on, and I own that movie. It's, you know what I mean? That's like the only thing I watched on it. And I just like you're gonna, if there's a lockdown, if some people are on a lockdown and you give them this garbage television that we have to watch, dude, we're fucked. Okay, like the society
somebody went and bought all the good shows before we had
people that watch those shows, they don't even know how bad they are. It's too late for you. Like, you've already like lowered your standard to that. You know what I mean? You've been watching it for years, and you're entertained by it. I mean, television is fucking garbage, bro. It's fucking garbage. And you know, all these movies are getting postponed to theaters, and nobody wants. And movie theaters are closing. But like, you know, there's streaming stuff that people are looking forward to. Like, they're postponing movies. They should like rush the streaming stuff because everybody's home, and those are going to do great numbers. That's what I would do if I was Netflix.
Well, they have been. They released Rise of Skywalker on Friday. That was not supposed to come out until like tomorrow, but they released it on Friday instead for everybody to watch.
They should have the new Stranger Things, dude, on Netflix. They should have, you know, Cobra Kai.
Well,
they should rush it.
The thing is, I don't think that's ready, but I think Cobra Kai is going to be ready soon. They should get some Cobra Kai out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know Stranger Things has done filming their new season, I think they finished it. But that doesn't mean that it's ready to show everybody. Sometimes they just have projects that are ready and they're just waiting for the release date. And I think that's why they're releasing Frozen 2. I mean, even though we're not into Frozen, but I think they're releasing that right now, like 2 months early. You know,
leave it to Disney to just capitalize on the whole thing. You know?
Oh, well, of course, because you can't, you know, you can't even rent it. Like when they released Rise of Skywalker earlier, they didn't even make it a renting option. They just put it on Disney Plus. Like you have to buy it.
Yeah, that's still their agenda is to get you to.
Their stock also dropped a shit ton too. Yep. They're like under $100. But like all this talk, what we were talking about, especially with the grocery stores and having things ready. So I mean, this did put a lot of things in perspective. Like, I'm fortunate enough to live in a house with like four other guys, and like we have a pretty big house backyard. Like, we need to start growing our own food.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, I think I want to start stacking up on MREs, like fucking ready to eat meals, like for like fucking doomsday preppers. Mm-hmm. But just for like, I don't know, man, maybe not that much, but like, I don't even have an earthquake kit. I don't have like a no shit bag ready to run in case fucking shit
happens.
We need that,
dude.
You know?
We need that.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's just like, luckily everything is calm right now, but like, I it's stuff that you have to start thinking about. It's just like, I always like, oh man, I need to get an earthquake kit. I'm like, oh man, you know what? I need to really sit down and plan an escape route out of the city in case I need to get out real fast. I need to have like,
but
you know what I mean?
Every time something happens, we always say that this put us into perspective to do that, and then we never do it. So like,
this is a little bit different, dude. This is like a global pandemic. There's like, we're in a national emergency.
No, yeah, this is different.
This is definitely different. At the same time, it's surprisingly calming than what I thought it would be. Of course, there was the original, like, you know, panic buying of toilet paper, which I still don't understand. I don't even understand how the toilet paper thing happened. Like, that makes zero sense to me. Zero sense. What the fuck are you going to do with all this toilet paper? Like, nothing.
I don't know, dude.
You need like a couple of rolls. At that point, you just get in the tub and wash your ass once you run out and there's no toilet paper anymore.
Man,
like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
You grab a fucking hose and you put it through the bathroom window. You know what I mean? Or you take the fucking, and if it really is an emergency like that, you know, my shower has that hose, you know what I mean? Like, it's a shower head, but it comes off and it becomes the hose, right?
Yeah.
Like one of those shower heads. Like, that's what I got. Bro, it's
yeah, anything.
That's
like,
basically what a bidet is.
A bidet is.
Yeah. Like, you fucking just, you just wash your asshole with that thing, bro. That's what I was saying to some people. They're looking at me like I'm gross. And I'm just like, you're looking at me like I'm gross. You're still wiping your ass with toilet paper, which is something that was in, like, invented how long ago, and that's still like the best we can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just funny that like toilet paper sold out before baby wipes. Like, baby wipes is like the new thing, and everyone was like, "Well, fuck that shit."
Yeah,
man. I mean, I have a couple.
Can you flush baby wipes?
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's why.
You're not. I mean, people do, but you're not supposed to. I mean, bro, you can't even flush some of this toilet paper, to be honest with you. Like, do you get Charmin? Or any of those more expensive ones?
I'm going to be completely honest. I never look at the brand when I buy toilet paper. I don't think about my asshole that much.
Okay, like, so I don't mean the brand. I just said Charmin because that's one of the more popular ones. I mean, do you get those expensive brands? Or do you just get like whatever's
like,
on sale?
It's weird. Sometimes. Like, I always just get whatever's on sale, whatever's the cheapest, because I don't care. But I do like the softer kind better. I will admit, sometimes
dude,
the nice doo-doo paper, and I'm just like, ooh, that feels nice.
But unless
at the end of the day, I'm still always going to buy the cheapest.
If I'm shit broke, if I'm fucking in the doghouse broke, dude, like, yeah, I have and I will get those on-sale toilet papers for 99 cents that are, like, you know, so thin you can see through them. They're not even a whole ply.
Yeah.
You know, if you're fucking down and you have no money, yeah. But, like, of course, I you know what I mean? You don't want that. So, but I never get the most expensive one either. But I have before, and I stop buying. Even when I have money, dude, I don't buy them. And I have before because they're terrible. All those fucking Charmin commercials, it's so thick. It's like 4-ply. It's like, dude, that's fucking too much. That fucking 4-ply, that's way too much. Like, and people... I hope that everybody that went and fucking stocked up and bought all the toilet paper, I hope that your toilet breaks during a lockdown. And now you can't get a plumber out to fucking fix it. And now you can't shit at all. Before, you could shit, jump in the shower, and wash your asshole. But now you can't even do that. Now you can't even shit because then you'll have overflowing water coming out of your fucking toilet because you were a dumbass. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Like, that's what it's going to come down to.
If I saw somebody I knew come rolling up in their car packed with toilet paper, I would immediately, I'd call them out. I would just call them a fucking moron. I don't care how many buttholes you got to clean. I would shame them. I would literally shame them and start talking to them.
I mean, you don't know how many people they have living in a house. If you get one,
dude,
giant pack.
Not that many people, bro. I've seen pictures of like, it's towering.
No,
on
I know.
Cart.
I
like,
have seen all, it.
Over,
yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, just being selfish, dude.
Who the fuck does that?
Just being
like,
selfish,
seriously,
man.
Seriously, what are you thinking? But honestly, that's all the room they had. They didn't even get food.
Yeah, that was
what
the first thing
that
they got.
With that? You're not even going to digest anything that could cover all the shit that you're...
Right.
It's retarded.
And now that the toilet paper is all sold out, now everybody's buying all the canned beans. It's like, man, you guys are fucked.
Yeah.
I went to try to get some canned goods today. There was no canned goods. Dude, there's literally not one can of beans in the supermarket. And it's like, man, you guys are just going to be eating all these beans and shitting and not having any toilet paper.
It's so funny. Like, whenever I watch, like, zombie movies, and, like, especially 28 days later, the dude, like, he goes into a coma before the zombie outbreak, and he wakes up in the hospital room, like, 28 days later, and, like, the city is completely empty, and he's walking outside trying to figure out what's going on, and you just see money in the streets because people don't need money anymore. I'm imagining the apocalypse. If the apocalypse happened and most of the planet gets wiped out, if you just walk down the street, you just see toilet paper everywhere because nobody needs it. Like, what the fuck? You know, it's just crazy. But, like, I don't know, man. It's so funny that we're talking about our, like, what we've experienced, you know, people's reaction, the public reaction, instead of actually talking about what we think is actually fucking happening.
Mm-hmm. You know what else, dude?
What?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't want to get into like what I really think is happening, because the last episode was kind of about that, and I don't want this one to be about it.
Yeah, we're not talking conspiracy.
This episode more has a purpose of just letting you guys know that we're, you know, if I can do anything about it, I'm going to keep putting shows out. Everyone who's listening is from different parts of the world. Maybe people are listening to, you can just kind of hear what everybody's going through. And then in a minute, I'm going to get to another point of, you know, just dealing with it. And like you were saying in the beginning, like not being negative and like being positive and just staying, you know, not panicking. But I was just going to tell you something too. What were we just saying, bro? What did I start to say?
Well, I was talking about like how we haven't even talked about what we think is actually happening.
Before that.
I don't know. Doo-doo paper.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Yeah. Fuck, man, I'm drawing a fucking blank. I had something important to tell.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think.
Okay.
I think that all this corona COVID virus is to take our minds off the fact that Trump is our president. No, I'm just kidding. I just think that we're really being invaded by some giant poop monster, and that's why everybody's buying all the toilet paper.
No, and I remembered what I was going to tell you, dude. This is what I was going to tell you.
Okay, what is it?
I've been thinking about something, and what I've been thinking about is if this were, I don't know, I'm going to throw a random number at you, 20 years ago, okay? And if you think about it, 20 years ago was a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago, right? Like,
Yeah, I mean, I was a little kid.
Yeah, me too.
But actually, no, like 20 years ago, I was 17.
You know, a lot has happened in 20 years, but if you think about it, 17, you know, years, 20 years ago is not that long ago, and but a lot has happened since then. Like, we have a lot more technology now than we did back then. And I was thinking about, like, let's just say 20 years ago, before Twitter, before Instagram, before, I think that was before Facebook, I'm not 100% sure, but I wonder how things would have gone, how they would have played out. Like, sure, the virus is still going to be out there, but I think that there would have been a lot less panic. I don't think that there would be like restaurant shutdowns.
Okay.
I don't think that there would be lockdowns and stuff like that, and I feel like the fact that they are doing those things is to let people know we are doing this as a precaution and safety is important to us. I think it's mostly the reason that they're doing it. Like, you know, we're going to do everything we can to prevent it from spreading. But I feel like that's to kind of satisfy the panic. And there wouldn't really be that much panic if it not so many people knew about it. And here's the thing. 20 years ago, you would know about it still. There would be the news. We had 20 years ago, we had the news. We had newspapers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I remember when horrible, tragic, or, you know, scary things were happening, and my mom would read it in the newspaper, and that's how she would tell us about it. Or we'd watch it on the news, and that's what I remember. And you wouldn't be able to, like, literally watch videos that people made and posted themselves of supermarket shelves being empty. People running around in grocery stores. Like, it's like you were talking about earlier when you were in Target and you told the lady to stop running, and we were saying it creates a panic, you know? Like, they're panicking and it's contagious. Like, hang on a second.
I don't know, man. I mean, 20 years ago was basically 9/11, and I remember that pretty... You there?
Yeah, I'm getting a... Joey's calling me on the other line. That's why it keeps going in and out.
Oh, okay.
I should just three-way him in, but I'm not going to do that to him and make him be on a podcast when he doesn't want to be.
Do you need to call me back?
No, that's fine. We'll finish up here. I'll call him back when we're, when we're done.
No, I remember 20 years ago, obviously, that's basically 9/11.
Well, hold on a second, dude. I'm not done yet. Hold on a second. And I just threw a vague number out at you for an example. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I'm not talking about 9/11 specifically. I mean, I am saying that with Instagram, everything can go live right then and there. Everything gets shared with a hit of a button, and things can be trending. And what's the other word for trending? Viral. Things can go viral.
Yeah.
You know, the toilet paper thing could have happened because, you know, one person bought a lot of toilet paper, or one person made a meme of, you know, how stupid it is that you bought all the toilet paper. And because it was funny and it got shared around a lot, that made people go like, oh, fuck, everyone's buying all the toilet paper. Like, you know what I mean? So we better do it too. The panic is as contagious as the virus. So you know...
Oh, I think it's more.
Yeah.
It's obviously been proven to be more contagious than the virus.
So, you know, with Instagram and social media, everything is so easily shared, and we're all sending it to each other. And you know, a lot of it's funny. I'm not gonna lie. The internet is fucking funny, dude. Like, I see some of the funniest stuff about the most tragic things, and we get a laugh. And it's good to have a laugh in the middle of all this down stuff. And we send it to each other for a laugh. But that just really gets the word out, and then we really start seeing the empty shelves. And you know, everybody's posting it on their Instagram and sharing it. And look at this, or my town doesn't have it. And these are not like back in the day when we were young. We used to watch it on the news, and we would see like a clip of people in the supermarkets, and they'd interview one old lady, and we have to just take their word for it, right? But this is like, no, people themselves are taking out their phone, recording their own videos, taking their own pictures, posting it up on social media, and the panic is spreading faster than a virus, you know? And that's why you're just causing panic everywhere. You're causing I think that's why I was saying, like, 20 years ago or whatever, 25, 30 years ago, or just say before social media, like, I don't think this would be as bad. I don't think we would see lockdowns. I think it's mostly reaction of the panic. And people are buying all the stuff and being selfish with it because they're scared. Like, listen, if you have a family to provide for, I can get being selfish. It's survival of the fittest. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, dude. Like, fuck you. I need the bread to feed my family. Like, it's survival mode. But, like, we don't really need to do that. And because people keep putting pictures of empty shelves and videos of people buying toilet paper, that makes people every day go out and buy shit because they're scared that the stores are going to run out of stuff. So I think that we should, like, stop doing that. We should, like, stop posting empty shelves, and we should stop posting, like, you know, these memes.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, but you can't force people to stop doing that, because that's not good either. That's trying to cover shit up. But I get what you're saying about.
I'm not saying cover it up. I'm not saying hide it.
No, just let me finish. I understand what you're talking about being more responsible with that, but man, like you said, the internet's awesome. The internet's going to do what the internet's going to do. Yeah. But I do think I do think a little bit more is, I mean, of course, it's probably fed some of the panic, but I mean, you never underestimate people being panicked about shit. I mean, that stuff still would happen. If there was a global pandemic, and this has, I don't think that had anything to do with the social media at all. Like, that was not an American thing. That was, is the World Health Organization declared a global pandemic. And so if that happened, like, way before internet and stuff, people would still be rushing out buying stuff.
But you don't think, like, people rushing out buying stuff has anything to do with social media?
I didn't say it doesn't have anything to do with social media, but I don't think that is the main reason it has to do with social media. You know, I mean, like, it's there's so many different factors to problems, and you can't just pinpoint it at one. But, it, I mean, it's definitely a factor, and so is the media. So it wasn't just social media. It was the actual, you know, the news, people, like, talking about that shit constantly and making people afraid. Like, of course that's going to happen. They still would have done that back then, too.
Well, you know what,
like,
dude?
It's just...
Back then, when I was a teenager, I could think of, like, five people who actually watched the news, and everybody else is like, I don't watch the news. And then I could think of,
also,
like,
before big superstores too.
Yeah.
They all had mom and pop shops back then too. Of course they would have sold out.
No. I don't really know where you're going with that.
No,
how was there only mom and pop shops? There was Ralph's back then. There was big supermarkets back then. That's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is
that I remember being a teenager, like, back then, everybody got their news from the news, and I only knew, like, five people that actually watched the news, and then I only knew, like, a different five people that actually read the paper, you know? You know, of course, if you go back even further than that, everybody read the paper, but in my time, when I was in my teenage years, I don't remember everybody reading the paper. There was only, like, I knew a couple people that read the paper, and that's what I knew about them. Like, hey, that guy reads the paper every day. He must know stuff, you know? And and then you talk to people, and they would tell you, like, what's going on in the world, and you would just wonder where they got that from, or they would tell you, like, oh, I heard it on the news, and you would just go, oh, it must be true. That's kind of what happened. So, you know, and then Eddie Bravo says this all the time, too. He said it on a couple of podcasts I've heard him on recently, where he goes, you know, you try to not watch the news because you don't want to be misinformed, right? You don't want to watch the news. He said for a long time he tried to avoid watching the news because he didn't believe any of the bullshit. But what happens is you talk to people, and he'll have a friend who will tell him something. And where did that guy get it from? That guy got it from the news. So you're still getting the news. It's just now, like, a different version. So you might as well watch it yourself, because then you can, like, you know, take whatever you think of it and make your own decision. But I'm just thinking back then, I only know a few people that watched the news. Nobody else really did it. And then now I think so many people are aware of the news because of social media, because the news is on Twitter. Like, when you open Twitter, it opens to your streaming, not your streaming, it opens to, what do you call it, your page where you follow everybody and you see all their posts, or you can click the search to search for topics, but right away when you click the search, it opens up on today's trending news, right? Like, I feel like more, and then when I was a teenager, I didn't give a fuck about the news, and no one my age did. When you were a kid in school, did, like, your kids your age watch the news, or they knew about the news? Kids don't care about stuff like that. But I feel like now, because there's Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, all the news ends up there. And now kids, more than they ever have before, of all ages, are getting the news, or at least getting what is told to them, you know? And I hear what you're saying. Like, I can't do anything about it. I can't stop people from posting this shit, which is causing a panic. Like I said, it's spreading the panic faster than the virus is spreading, and I can't do anything about it. But I also can't say that I can't, you know. I don't like using the word I can't. I don't like it in my vocabulary. And I think if everybody thought that way, like, well, I can't make everybody stop posting it, if everybody thought that way, I think that we wouldn't get very far. And I think word of mouth spreads a lot faster than anything else. So, like, no, I can't stop everybody from posting that stuff about from empty shells. But you know what I can do? I can tell you. And then maybe you'll tell somebody. And then, you know what I mean? And then like three people are doing it. And then maybe word of mouth, dude, is really powerful. We have a voice. Like, I have a podcast here, dude, and it's not as powerful as some other podcasts, but it still is a voice. It's a powerful one. And I'm telling people that are listening to this, like, stop posting the empty shelves because you're causing a panic and people are going to keep. I think little by little, if we spread that word, people are going to stop trying to buy everything. Like, clearly they're buying more than what they need and they're being selfish, but they're doing it because they're scared that they're going to run out. And that's because people keep fucking telling them that they will. And I think social media is the main source of news. I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm not going to do anything about it except for the fact that I'm going to spread the word and I'm going to try to, like, just tell people not to do it. And I'm going to try to, like, I don't know, maybe I'll tweet it. And I'm not saying to hide anything. I'm not saying, like, you know, well, without social media, no one's going to know what's really going on in the world, so don't tell them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, don't put this panic out there because you're just spreading it around. It's not good for anybody, man.
Yeah, I know. I think you said it all, though.
Yeah. So now to talk about something more positive. Yeah. just I wanna just talk about being positive and just tell people that you know. It, besides not panicking, like, let's try to keep positive and hopefully be happy. You know, whatever you like to do when you're at home. Listen, a lot of people are not going out and doing stuff. Obviously, you know, I had a lot of comedy shows canceled, so you guys definitely aren't going to comedy shows. You're not going to the movies or the gym or restaurants. So you're home. A lot of people are just spending a lot of their time at home. And whatever you like doing, I hope that people continue to do that. You know, just like you like watching that show or you like watching those movies or I don't know. Maybe take that opportunity to, if you do have a family, start a new tradition with your family, like you know, like a game night, like, you know, come up with new games. I saw something that was kind of cool today. Is that, you know, like those paint nights, dude?
The what?
Paint nights.
Oh, painting, yeah.
You know, that people go out and they take they have an instructor teach them how to paint a picture.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I saw they got, I mean, a lot of businesses are thinking of like alternate routes to stay a function. And I saw they blasted like an email out that was, it was like on Groupon or something that they just were like, hey, we're going to do the paint night, but, you know, from home. Like, you guys can just stay home. You know what I mean? If you have the paint supplies, like, you just, you know, that might be something like kind of cool to do. You know, you can still take the class just like online. They're going to, like, have Skype sessions. I thought that was, I mean, I love that people
I like that, but if I'm going to paint at home, I'm not going to go fucking FaceTime with some dude and him tell me what to, I'm going to paint whatever I want.
Well, no, dude,
but I get what you're saying.
Not you.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I just haven't talked in about 10 minutes, so I'm trying to say something.
No, that's all right. You know, for families, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, not spreading panic, I mean, if you're a little kid and you're watching your parents buy all these supplies and they're talking about being careful and everybody's staying in the house, stuff like that, it's got to be like, you got to do fun stuff for the family since you could take advantage of it. You got them all at home anyway. Like, why stress each other out? Like, do something fun. I'm not saying that in particular, but I am saying that that kind of is a cool idea. If you do have a family, you guys can all do it together. I'm sure you can run over to Michael's or Joanne's and they're not sold out of fucking paint or whatever, or something like that. But what I was trying to say is that I love that people are getting creative. You know what I mean? Like, that businesses are thinking like, well, what are we going to do instead? You know, like, I like the fact that people aren't just laying down and dying. Like, fuck, man. Like, my job is over. I'm about to lose work. I'm about to lose money. I like the fact that people are using their brain and going like, what can I do to work with the system and still, like, support my family or make a living or, you know, provide entertainment. And I'm thinking about what I'm going to do, dude. I'm putting my fucking brain together with the other half of my brain. And I'm going to try to come up with something that I can do to continue to have an income and still entertain people. You know, I'm trying to figure it out. And I just love when I see people be creative and not lay down and not just go like, well, we can't, or this is bad, or this is, I'm not going to do anything. I know it is, and I know that, like, the money's about to slow down and stuff like that, but I definitely don't want to see you going down without trying, you know? I just hate to see that.
Are you talking about me specifically?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that I like seeing that stuff. I like seeing that people are getting creative, and like, I'm not saying it's going to work, but I that's what I'm saying. Like, I hate people like not trying and just going, well, I can't, or I don't like the word I can't.
Well, you also got to get people's mind off of shit too.
That's
like,
right.
Stay busy. Give somebody a task to do something. So they just keep busy. Just keep yourself busy. People do that. I mean, like you're talking about like, it's 2020 where everybody's favorite thing to do is stay at home and not talk to anybody, mm-hmm. and stay on their devices. And now we have a built-in excuse for everybody on the planet to do that for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I can't even believe that you even have to come up with stuff for people to do in their homes, being stuck in their homes all day. They know what to do. They wish that they're at work every day wishing that they could do that anyway. You know what I mean? Like, if people know what to do.
Yeah, but you know what they're doing?
You
know what they're doing? They're sitting at home panicking. They think about all the time what they want, that they want to be home, but now that they're home, they're not enjoying it. They're not spending time with the family. They're not, I mean, maybe they are. I don't know every single person on the planet, but that's what I'm saying is like they're not like thinking of like how can we make this fun? How can we take our kids' minds off this, cuz they're probably scared, you know? It's just whatever, man. I mean, maybe people are into different shit, but like, whatever it is, you know.
Hey, it is. Everybody's fine.
What I'm doing is like, you know, I'm trying not to blow a giant wad of money on groceries, which is tough because I do want to make sure I have some supplies. But you know what I mean? Hey, I'm gonna save some money because I was gonna travel a little bit, and now I'm not. I'm going to save a little bit of money, man. And so I'm just trying not to spend it all on groceries, just being smart with it, just getting the necessities. So here's what I'm doing, dude. I've got like some fresh groceries that I've gotten, which I'm eating first. Obviously, eat the perishables first. I have frozen stuff in the freezer, which I'm not going to start getting into until it comes to that. Like, until I can't buy fresh groceries anymore, I'm not going to start getting into that stuff in the freezer. And I'm also still doing, you know, the restaurants are still available for takeout. And I think it's important to support some of your smaller local ones, because those are the ones, like mom and pops, like those are the ones that are going to go first. If there's a restaurant in your neighborhood that you really like I said, like don't blow your load on groceries or food, but like I'm going to, like once this week, I'm going to order some takeout, dude, from like my favorite little place that I get. Like, dude, fuck like the Cheesecake Factories. I hope those guys never reopen. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck fucking corporate America. I hope McDonald's fucking never comes back on. But like these little tiny places, like the Sushi Dan in my neighborhood, dude, that I absolutely love, that I think has like the best like seafood and everything. I eat there all the time. Like, I don't want this to be over and they be out of business, you know? So like, if you got like a little spot that you like, you know, a small place, family owned or something like that, like, you know, get, just do a little takeout this week, you know, and then just save that frozen stuff for the emergency when you start to run out. So I'm
doing that. Right. That's how to do it.
And I'm also thinking about getting a backup generator, which they're really expensive. I guess if you have like a big house, they're kind of expensive. They're like $1,500, but I did see some on Amazon that were like $200 and they run on gasoline. That's something to think about. But there's portable backup generators that are like, you want to make sure it's like at least 150, I think, watts. And then, because otherwise it's not strong enough to like power a microwave. But you can get them on there for like $200. You can get it, or like $150. So I'm thinking about getting one of those, dude, because you get all this frozen food, right? But what if we have a power outage, which like that could be coming next, you know? If there's a power outage.
Then I ain't going to think about how to turn the power back on. I'm going to fucking get the fuck out of Dodge.
Where are you going to go?
What's that?
Where are you going to go?
Away from the crowded city?
No, dude, I'm saying if you... What are you talking about? Are you even listening to what I'm saying? If you're in your...
Listen to what you're saying.
Dude, if you're in your house and you bought all this frozen food for emergencies to live off of, like if you get locked down for 2 weeks, so now you got frozen food to live off of, if the power goes out, you can't, how are you going to make the food in the microwave, frozen food? You're going to have, I mean, and all the, or all that food's going to go bad because the refrigerator doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking about getting something like a backup generator. So if I want to, I can plug in the toaster really quick for a couple minutes, or the microwave, or you know what I mean? Or like charge your phone up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I might think, dude, I'll tell you what I already ordered though. I got one of those little, I think everybody should get one of these. They're like $25, dude. It's like a tiny little AM/FM radio that's also a flashlight. And there's and the top is a little solar panel, so you can so it charges on sunlight. And if there is no sun, it has like a little crank on the side, and you can like crank it, and you can like and you can charge your phone with it. It's like $25, dude. I got it on Amazon. You just crank it, and then and you can charge your phone, but just by cranking the little wheel.
Just crank it, bro.
We need to have a what'd you call it? An oh shit bag escape.
Yeah, an oh shit bag.
That's what we need. I mean, whether it's this or it's an earthquake or it's something else, you should just be prepared.
That's right. Be prepared. Get your old shit bag ready.
But anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about. Mainly, I wanted to get out the point of don't spread panic. It's as contagious as the virus. Try to, you know, distract yourself with positive things, or at least be creative or productive rather than just laying down and accepting it. And just fucking you know, try to help each other out, support each other. I mean, if you want to, I mean a lot of people are losing work and stuff. I lost a lot of work because I'm a comedian and all my shows got canceled. I mean, casinos are closing everywhere, so my casino gig in Vegas canceled. So I mean if you guys want to support, go to homeschoolpod.com. You know, use this, click on sponsors, browse through all the guys that sponsor us, use their services. It helps us out. Or just get a t-shirt or something. That's super helpful. I have a really old comedy album that I never released. It's like a few years old and I never released it. I'm actually going to release it and put that for sale soon. So, there's different avenues. And also I just wanted to let everybody know that as long as I can help it, I'm going to be putting out these episodes. And that's pretty much it. You still there, Kev?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, cool. So besides that, just keep looking on the website for tour dates. Embrace Pet Insurance. Click the link in the description or go to homeschoolpod.com. Click on sponsors. And that's it, man. That's it. Just fucking take care of each other and put your brains together and think about how you're not going to fucking lay down and let this just
and
happen.
Find
to you.
More. Find some new creative ways to wipe your ass, and then you know, tweet it out to Augustino.
Yeah,
and you know, the most creative will get a free roll of wet wipes that we have. Stand away.
Yeah, man. Just like fuck you guys. I just I can't stand the word "I can't." I don't like it. I don't like those words. I don't like people saying like, well, you can't, or I can't do that, or it's not possible, or stuff. Listen, I know it's tough. I just don't want to see people like going out without trying. Like, I just hope that people, I'm going to put my own, you know, mind at work and just try to get creative with everything. Wiping your ass, fucking, you know, making money, helping each other, getting your mind off of it, not panicking, not stressing people out or stressing you or your family out. Get creative with those things and how you're going to do that. That's the message today. Right, Kev?
That's right. Chill out. Smoke some weed.
With that being said, I'm going to buy a gun.
We already have one.
Bro, you're going to smoke some weed. I feel like you're going to go through all of your panic snacks.
hell no, I'm not.
All right, you guys, but take care of each other.
I purposely got snacks that taste disgusting, so
when I'm high. Dude, that's so funny. That's such a good idea.
I got fucking Cliff Bars and like unsalted peanuts and like beef jerky, and I tried to taste the beef jerky like yesterday, and I was like, oh man, I'll only eat this if I have to survive.
Right.
And I'm like, that's when you know you're buying the right shit.
That's a good idea. Your alive situation is Cliff Bars.
I am the smartest dumb person you'll ever meet.
That's true.
I'm very smart about doing stupid things.
Or are you really stupid about doing smart things?
I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
All right, you guys, we got to get out of here. And, you know, have a great week or a great weekend. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Homeschool Podcast. Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.